Hi guys, this is Shelf Medicating. I'm Maddie.
I'm Savannah.
I'm Ellie.
And I'm Macy.
And welcome to Book Club. This month we read The Perfect Couple by Ellen Hildebrand. We'll get into that as usual, but we actually have a lot to say, I think.
We have a lot to discuss.
Yeah. Who wants to start?
Well, do we want to do our Crumble discussion first? Sure. Or our random update slash stories?
Let's do Crumble while it's fresh on our taste buds,
I think that's best.
Trash.
Yeah. I've never been so disappointed in my life.
Yeah. It's going downhill. We had this conversation off camera. When you're stooping so low as to make things that aren't cookies as part of your lineup, you've lost the plot.
Also, if you're going to do it, make it good. Like, if you're going to make something that's not a cookie, it better be the best thing I've ever eaten.
It's just like their thing is cookies. The box comes with four cookies or whatever. That's their goal. And once you bring in all these other elements, it's like you're not going to have the best banana pudding. You're a cookie place.
Yeah.
You're not going to have the best cake. There's other cake places that people go to for that. Like, we're not going to Crumble for pudding.
Anything else but cookies.
The 17-year-olds are trained on cookies.
Yeah. Well, that's honestly what I was going to say, though. That's why the model works, because you can't franchise bakery expertise, but you can franchise a couple of ingredient cookie.
Yep.
Right.
Also, this week, so if you will recall, several episodes ago, we made like ideas for Crumble. And Maddie suggested chocolate covered strawberry and Savannah suggested banana pudding. And that was the flavor, two of the flavors this week. So we were so excited to try them.
They listened.
And they did. Enough. Yeah, they listened kind of.
I said sort a cookie.
Of.
They didn't listen.
The actual pudding.
Imagine how good it could have been if it was a cookie.
If the base of the cookie was like feet vanilla wafer and then the topping was a pudding.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So much potential.
Banana, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The chocolate covered strawberry was good.
It was fine. Yeah. I mean, it was just classic Crumble.
They make good chocolate cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked how different, like, the contrast in flavors were. I know you said that was, like, kind of a stark. But I think that made it good to me. But the banana was so bad.
Waffle was fine.
Tastes like all of their waffle, pancake, cornbread. Anything with that butter icing, all you taste is the butter icing.
Yeah, so if you like it, great. But it's all the same.
If you don't, you're screwed.
We had some mixed reviews on the Guts cookie. The Olivia Rodrigo cookie. I was not a fan.
I did not like it at all.
I didn't think it was special, but I liked that it had jam because none of their other cookies had anything really tart this week, even the strawberry.
It wasn't tart, though.
Pretty sweet.
The jam had a little bit of a tart flavor.
Really?
The berry.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It was raspberry.
I couldn't get past the dryness of the cookie.
It was really dry because it had so much purple dye in it.
Yeah. Seriously.
Mm. Yeah, it looked like Play-Doh.
If I was a texture and my name was attached to that, I'd be having words.
But
except she's for the wiping money, her tears with her millions.
I know. So.
I think she's okay. What was the other one? Did we get them all? I guess.
Yeah that was it. Yeah,
they had lemon that we didn't get this week.
Should've. Didn't make the cut.
It would have replaced the banana one, though. That's what I wish it would have replaced.
Yeah.
But we had to try it.
The best thing about us is we'll keep complaining and we'll keep giving them our money.
Yeah. We'll keep trying them.
And I still, for some reason, get butterflies in my stomach every Sunday night to see what the week has in store.
I know. Every time I get a notification on my app, I'm like...
Okay,
they just have to go back to the cookies, though. Like,
Yeah.
They're going to get...
mix up the lineups, and we're still excited about that.
I was telling Macy...
Oh, you can have those two together now. Like, that's exciting.
Yeah, I was telling Macy before everyone got here that they should just do... A lot of people like their pink sugar. So, if they did, like, a chocolate chip, and the pink sugar, and maybe even, like, another signature, and just for a week, like, it would still draw in a crowd. And then people could go get, like, a single pink sugar cookie if they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like they're in over their heads.
You know what I think would be fun? Battle of the Basics week. It's like chocolate chip, snickerdoodle, peanut butter, sugar, or something. And they just do classic. Hire us, honestly.
You guys need us now more than ever.
Now more than ever.
It's clear. You're stealing our ideas already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still waiting where they come from. London Fog and
Cafe Mocha.
It'll happen maybe one day.
Maybe.
Should we give some right now?
We could come off the cuff. That's how not hard it is.
Yeah, I've always thought, I don't know if they've done this yet, but something with a potato chip in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like add a kitchen sink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like true. Yeah. Because if like they have the grandma one, that's pretzels, mm-hmm. but like no pretzels. They get soggy potato chips.
Yeah.
Have they done like a cookies and cream or like an Oreo?
Yeah for sure. They have.
I'm like, darn. We had that last week. I'm just kidding. They do better though when it's like featuring like something we know.
That's true.
Like
On the same note of the jam that I like today, a fingerprint cookie.
Oh mm-hmm. yeah.
With the pink heart. Why?
Oh, that's
why so haven't true. We done that?
Yeah.
True.
There needs to be more holiday ones too, like better like a Thanksgiving-y one, just not
Mexican hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Spicy hot chocolate. If you've ever had one of those cookies with a little bit of cayenne, mm-hmm. delicious.
Wedding cake cookies?
Yeah. They do have a wedding cake, actually.
Oh, do they?
But are you thinking of Mexican wedding cookies?
Mexican wedding cookies.
Yeah. They should like make powdered that. Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a whole lineup.
Yeah, there we go.
We're done.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Nice. We gave you so many weeks.
Yeah. So many.
Take you throw home. In that and one of your stupid pancake or waffle and you're done.
Throw in a cornbread.
Yeah. Exactly. You're welcome.
Okay, we can move on.
Yeah. All right.
I was just thinking of another segue that I could go to, but I can't.
Look at our soapbox.
I can't continue on.
We only have an hour.
Yeah. Gotta move.
Okay, life updates.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I don't care.
Well, I haven't updated since I was found out I was pregnant, so I'm pregnant. Yay. having a baby in January. Very excited. I finally stopped throwing up, except on the occasional. So that's good. After weeks of being in the trenches, it's nice to feel like a human again.
Yeah.
And I felt him kick today for the first time, which was really? Fun. Yeah, I've been getting like flutters, which I thought were the baby, but I wasn't sure. But it's today it was like a true like tap from the inside. So that's fun.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so that's that. But the real story I wanted to share with you guys, not related to my child. So ever since its demise, I have missed Trunk Club every day of my life.
Yeah.
It was the way I bought my clothes. I loved it. I started doing it during COVID when me and my sister both moved back home.
For those of you that don't know, it's like through Nordstrom.
Yes. Right? It was a styling box where it was like exactly like Stitch Fix, but they were all Nordstrom brands. God love it. And me and my sister we were on the exact same schedule. So our trunks came on the same day. We did a little try on haul. It was so fun. They decided to dissolve it. And I've been searching for a box ever since. I've tried many. Most have sucked. I fell into a rabbit hole where I wanted to try a new one. Trendsend by Ever Eve. I don't know why. I just thought,
what that brand is.
Same. Turns out it's in class and curve.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I had no idea.
Place, yeah.
But the first month was $1 for your box.
Okay.
And then you like buy what you want. So I said, okay, I'll try it. I get my box. I'm not pleased. One of my items was a $50 black t-shirt that read New York City.
Oh, no.
One of them was a pair of jeans after I explicitly put I'm pregnant. Please, nothing my midsection. So I don't love it, but I have it. I'm like, okay, I need to return it. Another thing about Trunk Club is that you had a lot of grace in your window.
Oh, no.
I didn't even look at the date because Trunk Club used to give you weeks. Like you had time.
Oh.
I wake up 2 days ago. The box is sitting in my garage filled with all the clothes I plan to return. I get a charge on my credit card. Imagine how much all five pieces were.
Oh no.
600.
651.
Shut up.
On my card.
Oh, no.
I just about crap my pants. I don't like the clothes. That's what makes it worse. If it was Trunk Club, I would have been like, oh darn.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even like them.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm like, oh no, oh no, oh no. So I pack up the box quickly, take it to the post office. I keep a shirt I don't even want, the tank top that was the least of the evil, because I was like, I've got to get in good graces with them. I type up an email. I said, hey, not a lie. I have a lot of family things going on. I've been preoccupied. But I love the shirt I got. Thank you for styling me. I still haven't heard back.
Mm-hmm.
But I like sent back the clothes. So I'm like, you can't charge me for them. I sent them back to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet.
So everyone stay tuned. But I'm in the midst of a charge on my credit card that...
That's unforgivable.
Yeah. Especially when you don't even
have to go.
I literally crapped my pants.
I was like shaking.
Oh,
I said, so Logan, it charged me for all of them. And he was like, oh, how much? I said, like 500. Like, that's not even that. That's not even true.
He still doesn't know. I hope he's not listening.
I couldn't bear 6:36.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that miserable?
Miserable.
Yeah. I bet since you sent it back, you might not get your full money back, but you'll hopefully get like over.
That's the thing. I'll take a late fee.
Yeah.
But I don't want to pay when I send them back.
Hopefully it's okay.
So yeah.
I wish
you the best of luck.
I'm nervous. Every day I wake up and check my email with
what? So what was the window you had?
It was like 4 days.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
And I'm nervous because the return address was to the place in Class and Curve. Right. So I know those girlies have gotten it. My only hope is that they can't control the national payment thing. And that will come later.
Is it a franchise?
I think.
Okay.
I mean.
What's the place called?
Ever Eve.
Never heard of it.
For one, when I took the style quiz, it was like, do you shop Abercrombie, Aritzia? So I thought, oh, amazing brands. I didn't realize everything in the box was from Ever Eve.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a boutique.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's me.
Oh, gosh.
Just in debt to my to my nose.
And you weren't kidding, really.
Yeah.
I know. The debt comment makes
sense. That is
crazy. Yeah. I'm so nervous.
Yeah. If you need me for backup, just let me know. You know, I'd be literally like in the fetal position.
Savannah on the tide, one of the groups, busting down the door already.
I would be in Class and Curve. I would have.
Yeah, you might have to show face.
I will.
You have to.
I'll show up in the one tank top I kept. Hey, girlies! I wanted to thank my stylist in person.
Make sure the belly's showing.
Yeah,
yeah. Make sure you look very fresh.
You want to feel him kick?
He's gonna need food.
Yeah.
All of the things.
Really tight right now. Yeah. I just went in the one tank.
I'm like, you guys think it's okay if he just sleeps in a drawer? That's what I can do.
Any clothes for him?
God. Yeah.
Nope.
Exactly. Okay.
They're all on my credit card.
Yeah. I'm like, you think he'd be cute in that New York tee?
Those jeans.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. That's okay. Crazy. Well. Maddie, do you want to?
I can attempt.
Your story? Mine is like so stupid and short. Let me just go really fast.
Okay.
It's just like a shocking thing that I witnessed. I was walking Harley before I came here and I was like on the corner of my place and I was like about to cross the street to go into our driveway. And this car had like stopped to throw, which maybe this is a controversial like thing. Do you throw stuff away in other people's trash cans when it's like set off for trash day?
No, I feel like that's really awkward and weird.
I think it's weird too. The only time I will ever do it is if I'm on a walk.
Agreed.
A poop like bag.
A poop bag.
Yeah.
If it's about to be picked up. But
only
like,
if the trash goes like the next day.
No,
like,
yeah.
Not
yeah.
if it's like
not if it's already
it's
been
gonna
picked
sit
up.
In there for days.
No. Yeah. If it's like the trash gets picked up tomorrow, so like all the trash cans are out, obviously.
Right.
But this woman like pulled up next to my neighbor's trash can and threw like her trash from her car away. And I
that's
just think
weird.
That's kind of strange. That's but weird. I guess it's really no different, but I don't know why. I just felt different for some reason. Anyways, so she pulled up.
Oh, good. I thought that was the story.
Oh, no.
I was
no.
like, Ellie.
No, no. I just like that was a side thing, but that's why she like was kind of awkwardly like on the wrong side of the road. And then she comes back over to the right side of the road, stops at the stop sign super fast. So I can cross, and then she keeps going. Before I know it, her little white dog is flying out of the window. It jumped out of the window.
Oh.
And I literally, she didn't know. And thank God it was in a harness and not a collar. And I think it was buckled in. But I don't think she knew.
Wait, so
she was dangling?
Yeah.
And I witnessed it happen, and I don't think the woman driving saw it, but she sees my face, just like a horror. Like, I literally probably made the most horrified look ever. God. And I start running towards her car with Harley, and I'm like, freaking out.
She probably thought you were the neighbor after the trash can.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh but my gosh.
She stops in the middle of the intersection and like gets out and puts her dog back through the window. And I'm like, is he okay? Like, it was crazy.
God.
And he just literally was like,
I wonder if he's done it before.
I was gonna say.
I don't know, but like,
what the heck?
He was dangling, so he had to have been like buckled in or something.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
But then don't roll your That's window all the way down.
Roll like, up his window.
It was shocking.
It seems crazy.
And I just then I went up to it to try to help it, and he growled at me. So I was like, forget it. You're lying. It's okay. So I just walked away, but I was like, that was crazy. Anyways.
He said, I'm trying to bungee jump. If you please leave me be.
It was kind of terrifying. I've
been planning this for years.
I feel like Curly was like, what the? What just happened?
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, that's all.
Okay, that would have been tragic if she would have drove away.
That and she could have rolled over it. Like,
yeah,
if she would have kept going. Yeah. I was freaking out.
Yeah. Like,
I
had that much
panic for her, so she
notices.
I'm sure the look of terror on my face like scared the crap out of her.
Oof.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Can't wait to hear.
Oh, these are all so good.
So mine is a story that I've been wanting to tell them in person. But so the other day, I wake up as normal. It's a normal Tuesday. And I wake up Owen and I get him and I take Huck out. And we go outside with him like most mornings. So have Owen in hand. Phone is inside. That's important. So I walk out, close the door behind me, Huck goes potty, and I'm like, okay, like it's getting kind of hot, you know, it's 8 a.m. and this was like last week, so it was like 104.
Yeah,
and it's like already 90 outside, and I go to get into my house and I'm like, the door's locked. So I'm like, sometimes it gets like stuck, so I'm like pushing. I'm like, oh god, okay, I'm locked out. And
but they're both out with you.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were both out with me. And so I'm like, okay, like I'm not panicking at this point because I'm like, I can get in another way. I'm like, I'll just go around. We have like a side door to the garage. I'm like, that door's open because Cameron had just left for work. Phone's inside. Can't call him. And I go around to that door. And it's locked. And we have a keypad on it because I've gotten locked out before in the front of the house. And Cameron's like, okay, well, let's just put a keypad on this door and keep like a house key in the garage. So I'm like, crap, I don't know this code.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
I've heard it before.
Phone's
inside where it's like written in my notes, you know.
No.
You never think that you're going to like just like need to know it.
Yeah.
And like, I've never used it before. Like, I don't know the code. And I'm like trying like all of like our normal codes, you know, the birthdays, whatever, the phone passwords, everything, and nothing will work. And I'm like, okay, still not panicking. I'm like, I can use the garage code, open the garage, get in the house, easy. So I like put Owen down. He's like playing. He's fine. He's not panicking yet. And I go to like open the gate to go to the front yard. The gate is like stuck. And
oh,
I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Okay. So I'm like pushing and pushing and pushing. I'm like, oh my gosh, is this happening right now? Like, this is my way out. I'm like, this is it. And it will not come open. And so I'm like looking and like jiggling it. And I'm like trying to like pull it this way. And I'm making it worse because I'm like, as if I pull it backwards, this like thing is rusted and it's like, you know, moving like metals. And so then as soon as like I push it forward, it's like stuck worse than ever. And I can literally see like the metal pieces like not going. And I'm like, there's no way. And I'm like pushing with all my might. And still at this point, I'm like not panicking. And I'm not even like trying that hard because I've been out there for like 5 minutes, you know. No one's like fine. So I'm like, okay. I'm like going around. I'm like, just like
now
keep,
what?
Yeah, I just like keep like looking at Thinking Owen and ways. Huck. And I'm like,
what are we going to do?
What are we going to do? And so I just keep like trying different things. I just like keep going to the gate.
I would
and
keep
still,
trying the code.
Yes, yeah. I keep trying the code. I'm like, this time it's going to work. Like, I've just been doing it wrong. I'm going to press this button first instead. And again, just like not opening. So I do this for like, I don't know, 20 minutes maybe.
Oh, gosh.
And so then I'm like, okay, I'm like really stuck back here.
And I'm like, it's so stupid because I'm like, I'm in my own backyard.
Yes.
Like, I'm safe. But still, like, I'm stuck.
And yeah. It's hot.
And it's hot. And, like, I don't know, like, how I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a weird time. You know, it was, like, 8:39. Like, people have, like, left the neighborhood for work. Yeah. And so I'm, like, I go to the gate. And I'm, like, peeking over and, like, holding on for dear life to the fence. And I'm, like, looking for, like, anyone, like, walking.
Yeah.
My neighbors are outside a lot in the mornings. Like, she mows, whatever. And, like, literally no one. And so I'm, like, just, like, peeking over. And then finally, one of my neighbors, the guy across the street, pulls into his garage. I'm like, okay, this is gonna be like so embarrassing, but I'm gonna have to yell.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And so he like pulls in his garage, like gets out of his car, and again at this point I'm like not panicked, so I'm not like,
it's not a frantic yell.
I'm like not wanting to like use my whole might. So I'm like, hey, like, excuse me. I don't know his name.
Oh.
And so I'm like, excuse me, like, waving over the fence.
Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't see me.
Yeah.
So he walks in his
and
house.
Why would he?
Close,
he would never suspect it in a million years.
Even if you hear someone, you're like, they're not talking to me.
No,
I'm like,
yeah.
Excuse me. Garage is, like, closing. And I'm like.
That's when it sets in.
That's when panic sets in. And so then. I also quickly realized that I'm going to have to jump the fence.
Yeah.
And then I can go around and use the garage like code.
Yeah.
Which I was going to use if I got out of the gate. I can't get out of the gate. Mm-hmm. And I know this for a fact that I'm going to have to do it.
You just don't want to.
But I don't want to. And I keep climbing up there. And it is so far down.
It is.
Wait,
far
down.
I don't have anything to step on.
Oh my
gosh. I'm using like the pegs, which is fine.
Yeah, you're on the backside with the steps.
Yes.
Yeah,
you're not gonna. Have
but on the other side, it's just flat.
Jump.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so I'd be convinced I was gonna break an ankle.
Me too.
That's exactly what I was thinking, and I was like,
then I'll be in a worse place.
Yes, and I'm gonna break my ankle. I'm gonna like run to a neighbor because I can't go and get my son.
Yeah.
And so, luckily, like we have a swing outside too. So I put Owen in a swing, and he was like fine. He only had like one moment where he was like starting to like cry, and he was like, "Let's go." Like I'm hot. And I kept being like, I don't know what to tell you. Like and so then finally I did pull the trash can over and I stood on the trash can. So at least like whenever I was looking for people, I wasn't having to like hold on. The next day I was so incredibly sore.
Oh, I bet.
Like my whole back and arm muscles from holding on. And okay, so I'm like on the trash cans. I'm still like looking around for people. No one in sight. And so then I still know that I'm gonna have to jump the fence. I still don't want to. I keep climbing up there. It's like too far down. I'm like, okay, it's like not time yet. Like I'm gonna wait a little while longer for like someone to walk by. Finally.
Oh good.
I know. You would think. I'm holding onto the fence and I keep going like around to the other side because the left side of the fence feels a little bit more like secluded and I don't feel like I'm out in the open, so at least I can, like, look for people, but I don't feel like I'm, like, hey, neighbors. And also, thank God I was in, like, normal pajamas.
I was in, like, you were in.
Boxer shorts and a t-shirt. Like, thank God I wasn't in, like, a robe or, like, a tank top and no bra. I don't know. And so, finally, a car drives by, like, pretty slow, and I'm like, oh, he's, like, turning into the house. And so, I'm like, another neighbor. So, I'm, like, waving, and I'm like, hey, like, can you help me? And he, like, pulls in the driveway and I'm
your
like,
driveway
yes and I'm like oh my gosh like he saw me this is perfect I'm like you know when you like finally get relief and you're like trying not to like freak out and cry like that's what I was doing I was like okay like pull it together like you look crazy like I'm gonna have to like, explain like I'm locked out I can't get out my gate and so I'm like rehearsing this in my head and I hear it's literally like a movie I hear like his car door open and like footsteps and I'm like he's just, like, not coming over. Yeah, and he's, like, going to, like, I can't see him because I'm, like, on the other side. And not, I can't see my driveway from where I am. So I'm, like, I hear him walking around. I'm, like, what is happening? I'm, like, excuse me. Like, I'm over here. I'm locked out. Excuse me. I'm locked out.
Is he delivering something?
No! It was my Walmart delivery,
I
man.
He doesn't hear you?
And he doesn't hear me.
Were you going to whisper?
Okay, exactly. Like, I was like, wow, a hero.
I'm in shock. Having the guts to not reach out once but twice to strangers.
I know.
Denied both.
Yeah. Both times. And I wasn't being very loud because I thought he was there to save me.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was there on job.
Yeah. And it keeps screaming like I'm locked out. He's exactly. Like, I know,
exactly. Know? And I was like, maybe he's like scared to come around thinking I'm like insane. And then I hear like sirens. And I'm like, someone's called the cops. They never came, but I was like, honestly, perfect.
That would also be great.
Yeah. And so he gets in his car and leaves. And even the second time he's going, I'm like, no, wait, please, like, stop.
Oh, no.
Like drives off, and I'm like, in shock that this happened twice. So finally, this, like, I was out there probably like a total of an hour.
Oh my, that's a long time.
I know.
It really is.
I know. And I had pulled our outdoor coffee table over to the other side of the fence. So I had the trash can to stand on and like the coffee table. So I was like, I'm out of luck. I'm going to have to jump the fence. And so I literally like, I used the coffee table kind of like climb up and just like, I just keep picturing myself like how I look. Like think about the fence is like so thin and I'm like perched. Trying to like get up the courage to make the jump, and then, like if someone walks by, like
I didn't think about you staying there.
Trying to make and that's why it was so scary that I got one leg over, and then I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Why did you not just like dangle and hang on, and then just let go?
Because
then your
like,
feet would have been closer to the ground.
I know, but think about like having to do that. Like it's like a weird like swinging your arm around. It's worse.
Mm-hmm. Also like and then, splinters. Like,
exactly. That's on your hand.
True. I do have one.
And it was just like an awkward angle.
Oh my gosh.
So I like got one leg.
Are they pointy?
Get over the perchy.
They're kind of like the flat ones.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Cast iron.
I know. Barbed wire.
Nothing to step on.
I know. And so I literally get up there and I'm like, you're Simone
Biles.
She's
like, I get up
there on the bean, honey.
Like,
you can do this. And so I like, I perch, I swing my leg over, and again, I'm like, I'm going to break my ankle. It's fine. Oh, I forgot the part where I tried to break the window. The windows are so thick
these days.
Thank God it didn't break, Maddie.
I know, but I was also thinking, I'm like, I'm either going to break my ankle or break the window.
Your house window?
Yes.
Like to your living room?
That would have been a nightmare.
Like the door one.
Oh, okay.
Like the paned.
Oh.
I was like, just one little pane. Like, I'll get in. And Cameron, even when he got home, he was like, you should have broke a window. I was like, I tried.
Those are thick, though.
They're so thick. Yeah. And like almost like plastic-y.
They're like plexiglass maybe
or something? I don't know. It was weird. So anyways, I jumped the fence and I honestly landed perfectly.
Wow.
10 out of 10 like landing. I know. But yeah, so then I just, so happy. And
then just got in through the garage.
Yeah, went through the garage and got my son. And he was like, excuse me. Like,
you left me alone. Mm-hmm.
Where have you been? What have you been up to?
Yeah, and then I got inside. I literally called Cameron. I was like, you have no idea what I've been through.
How long was this ordeal?
An hour. And of course, I had like zero missed calls. I was like, no one was worried.
Is it just like worse though when you like get back to your phone and you're like, you have no idea the hour that
I have
know
just that
had.
I've
like,
yeah, if the emotional toll.
Yeah.
At least like he was sympathetic. You know, it's like when you explain the story, you just, it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
But it's
the
like
moment,
the panic.
The fear, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It's so like trying to explain a nightmare. And everyone's like, that doesn't seem very scary.
No, I'm like,
you weren't there.
Yeah,
I was shaking
there
in my boots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When Christian used to have a roommate.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
The weirdest part. The day before,
I can't believe it could be weird.
I know.
The weirdest part, the day before, like the afternoon, I had gotten a text from a number that I don't know that just said code to get in the house in the morning.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Ew.
No, that's so that's creepy.
Odd. I told Cameron and my,
like, I mean, hopefully it was just sent to the wrong person.
I guess.
It's not y'all's like code.
No.
Ew.
But still,
and
Maddie,
it wasn't
like
a code.
Question.
It was like a question.
Like, what's the code?
Like, do you have it? And
ooh,
I was like,
no, okay.
Isn't that
worse
weird?
I'm out on that.
No, I hate that.
That is so weird. It was like, before? God was sending me like a little like,
And you failed?
I know. Yeah, and I wasn't listening.
Check your notes down.
Oh my God, yeah. Colin, you didn't answer.
Is that what you're telling us?
That's scary.
That is really creepy. Really weird.
I know. I forgot. It was also an electric fence. Barbed wire electric.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chicken. I thought that was like
that
so
is
weird.
A crazy story.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I can't believe you did it. I genuinely think I'd still be sitting in that backyard waiting for
you. Would have been there from till 5 p.m.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
It's quite the journey.
What were you going to say?
When Christian had a roommate, I don't know why this would happen so often, but they would lock the front door, like how you can like lock from the inside, obviously. And either like I would get there first or Christian would get there first. And the amount of times we crawled through the kitchen window over the sink. Like I literally did it so normally. Like I'd be like, Hope it's unlocked. And then like I'm like, and like I would just like go through the back, like open the screen, go crawl through, hope they did the dishes. Like
oh my gosh,
I remember like being in like a winter coat, like how did they do it? Like we did it a little too often.
That's
like it's
so funny,
such a like college-y, early 20s, college, just a way to get in the house. I was like not worried about it. I was like, oh, I'll just go through the kitchen. He's like, okay.
I don't know if either of you remember this, but at my bachelorette party, which was at a cabin in the woods, and it was a remote cabin in the woods, further than I could have imagined.
We were terrified.
Yeah, there was a night that I heard what sounded like rustling outside, and I was terrified. And I finally get the courage up to go look because I was like, what else am I going to do? And it was my sister who had gone outside to either, I don't know, smoke a cig, throw up, like something. And she was locked out, like the door had locked behind her, but she was like banging the door and like calling my name and stuff. But imagine
that'd be so
being
scary.
In the middle of the woods and just hearing gosh. That. And why I went alone.
You guys telling us that the next morning, I'm like, are you okay? Like I was literally sitting over the edge. I would be so freaked out.
I can't
her. And you
fathom that I walked alone.
No, that's crazy.
I like don't know what was
I
going
through my
head.
I can't believe she went out there alone.
Well, yeah. That shouldn't surprise you.
She's
made of steel.
The bionic woman.
Yeah, like I think she was like laughing about it. I'm like, you were crazy.
No,
it
would have been
I would
she was
home. Yeah.
She was like, why did it take you so long? I'm like, I thought you were literally had an intruder. I thought you were a skinwalker. Yeah. All right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. We have to talk about It Ends With Us.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We can try and make it somewhat brief because we've been yapping. But we went and saw the movie.
It was pretty good.
I really liked it. The more I think about it, the more I like it.
I was going to say, I keep thinking about it and I would watch it again now.
I would buy it. Mm-hmm. Rent it, whatever.
A DVD?
You know what I mean? Like to watch at home. I would like to watch it at home. I feel like I don't know, be able to take it in.
Logan couldn't take it serious if
I
tried
Ryan
to make him
like
watch
it. Actually,
I don't think Logan could fathom. Mm-hmm. Logan loves a good chick flick, but I don't think he could fathom the age of her and the dialect coming out of her mouth. That still perturbs me.
Ryan loves Emily in Paris, so
put some respect on Emily in Paris. It's an amazing show.
Like, watches it without me though. Like,
Logan's favorite movie is Love Actually.
Oh, okay. Well,
Christian's is Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, that's actually the one I'm talking about. One. All men love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that scene though is so good. Mm-hmm. That is my comfort scene. If I need a
for sure,
just comfort moment.
But the roof traumatizes me to think about.
Was bad. The party was bad.
And the fishnets under the PJs.
And the hair.
And her hair at the party.
So we keep saying that she looks like Khloe Kardashian circa like 2012 in that party scene when she like walks in with her hair like
honestly,
so big.
Yeah.
And the fishnets.
Yeah. But I think it was a decent movie. I'm still enthralled with the drama.
I know.
Me too, man. I really dove. Like, my phone was listening that night because all my TikToks were that. And I'm so glad. I went in like not knowing anything. I knew that they were not doing like press together. And I just didn't understand why at all. Like, I hadn't researched that at all. So I'm glad I went in like with not knowing anything.
Yeah.
But then, man, it's just like, you just want to
interesting.
Keep,
I know.
You just want to keep knowing more.
Well, today, Atlas made a statement siding with Blake, but it also kind of was giving like, we need a man to be on our side. Will you do it?
I didn't get that. I felt
I felt like it was a poorly written statement.
Really?
Feel like it was just very like, I'm
like,
just
how
my
can
name
I say this
it?
Without well, pissing off anyone in any way? Like, no opinion, just, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I respected it.
It was very PR.
Yeah.
It was PR.
It was quite clearly a PR move, not like his actual opinion. Yeah. So I think that's why I had a little like, took you long enough.
Yeah.
You know, if you really had an opinion on this, why did it take a week of, I don't know.
I just love that man. So
I'm a defender of, I'm not a defender of Justin Baldoni because I don't really know much about him, but I do know that his entire brand is about respecting women. Mm-hmm. So it's so, I just would like pay to know what caused such drama between mm-hmm. him and everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard to like, I also, so on the Vile Files, they talked about it and Nick was very much Team Blake. But then I started reading the comments and everyone was like, he had Justin on and you could tell quite clearly that they're two very different kinds of men. And Nick did not vibe with Justin at all.
Interesting.
And so then it quite clearly makes sense why Nick would not want to defend him now.
Okay.
So
interesting.
Yeah. I feel like it wasn't that deep. I feel like they probably just had like creative differences.
Yeah.
And she just kind of steamrolled it, which is like not a crime. And then people just really started digging into like, Justin is talking about domestic violence. Blake isn't taking it as seriously. But it's like, she's not an activist. That's, you know, like, her job wasn't
she's
to...
She's really getting slammed.
I mean, know. Honestly, I feel like it's unfair a little bit.
I think it's bad to say that she's not respecting women with her takes, but then to, like, use the entire thing to bash her as a woman, too.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I just feel like what's happening is what everyone does with everything on social media, and they just blow it up out of proportion to something it doesn't need to be, and then it takes over the internet.
Yeah.
Right. And I just feel like that's what's happening.
Yeah. I do think her and Ryan need to just sit down for a little bit. I think this is their cue. Enough with all your brands, enough with your press tours.
Yeah.
Just relax for a minute.
Well, she's kind of acted like this was like her big break, like Oscar winning like movie premiere, and just like didn't need
she's
to be
not
that.
A good actor.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be mean. She's really not an impressive actor.
No, she's not.
He's more impressive than her, but both of them play the same role.
Yeah,
in everything they do.
They play the same role.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
no. Yeah,
there's a lot of people like that, but yeah.
Well, I guess that's why I don't love her cast for Lily. Because
no,
she can be Serena. She can be what's
Blake?
Her face, Bridget.
Yeah,
like they're the same kind of the same person. Not really, but you know, like.
Well, it's been a really long time since I have read the book, too. So I kind of forgot that Lily was, like, very sarcastic. And so I think some of that was kind of throwing me. But then...
It's true. It's been a while since...
Also, the... I don't know. Just... Blake... Yeah. And anything she does. I've never been, like... She was acting her pants off. Like, I think I've been impressed because she's stunning and it's amazing to watch pretty people do anything. Mm-hmm. But it's like funny that, like you said, she acted as though this was like really like, I'm going to take all this creative control. I'm very passionate about this project. When you're like, I've never seen you act in anything and like thought it was life changing.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's also funny because her and Leighton like hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, what happened there? Like, what? I just want to know all the, I just like, it's interesting to know how people are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, anywho, you should watch it.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right.
I have more book news.
Should we do it at the
We can do it at the
end when we do like
the bookshelf or the nightstand or.
Yeah, we can do that.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
I also, I have one quick other, not update, but tidbit. I have a grocery store hack that saves time, and I don't know if people are already doing this, but Cameron thought I was crazy. I haven't been putting my produce in the plastic bags. Does anyone else do that?
I don't do it for some stuff.
I depends on what it is.
Yeah,
I haven't done it for anything. Meat, but that's it.
No, I don't do it for meat.
That's fine.
I do like avocados are rolling around everywhere.
Yeah what about like the stuff though that you
stuff
eat
I'm gonna
the
eat the skin,
like a cucumber.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I don't mind a cucumber. I'm thinking like a peach.
Could you just rinse it off?
Doesn't matter.
It's already sitting there.
Bruised. That's true.
It is already sitting there.
The carts feel so much dirtier though.
I know, but you're still going to wash it no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do.
Anyways, you don't have to do
it. I mean, better for the environment.
Does it save a lot of time?
Yeah.
No, it probably does.
It saves so much time, like a shocking amount of time.
No, I could see that.
Just you're going to bag it up anyways.
You're going to bag it up anyways. And like, it's going to get dirty.
And
it's sitting on the shelf. It's been in a truck.
One is a chore.
That's true.
I know. You have to go get it. You have to shake it.
Yeah.
Put it in there. Tie it up. I'm just like throwing stuff in the car and like moving on. And it's taking so much time.
No, I'm not mad about that.
Give it a shot.
not mad.
I don't put my bananas in a bag.
No. Yeah. And no. I'm like, why am I doing waste? It for some stuff?
Yeah. Because then it's like you're going to peel it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like an orange peel.
I almost said watermelon. Mm-hmm. Duh. I hope not.
I have started going to Aldi and it's great. Hey, yeah.
Another Aldi girl. Yeah.
And not for, like, we have to go to other places too.
Oh, yeah. But, no, it's a real bitch. Which,
yeah. Yeah.
I go to Aldi more
for fun.
It's for
fun. If I, like, need to take care of business. Though,
mine's for expenses.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But you know what I mean?
Produce, like, can be a lot.
You can't go for the week.
In the meat.
You can, though, for most stuff. The only stuff that we can't get there is like rant, yeah, or like our Kodiak cakes. Like we had to go to Target for that. But
their brand of protein pancakes, that was like so much better, in my opinion, though. Mm. So good.
Aldi was home of that giant Listeria outbreak, so I've been steering clear for a bit, but I'll be back there ASAP.
Yeah. It's not like my favorite in the entire world, but I took our receipt from Aldi and then I did an online Walmart like order. I started one and it was $20 cheaper. Honestly, at Aldi. Yeah.
Oh my god, you're so dedicated to take the time.
I was curious. It was the first time we had ever gone. Yeah. So I was like, is it worth it? Do we want to keep doing this? Or was it like literally not even a difference and we're never gonna come back? Yeah. Basically, it was my test.
Dang, and you're so smart.
Mm-hmm. When it was $20, I was like, okay, we'll come back. Mm-hmm. And the meat a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I noticed that. It depends sometimes just on the week, but yeah, their chicken this week was like way cheaper.
Slay.
Do you like the little Oreo ice cream sandwiches if you see those?
Mm. Okay. That sounds good.
We're being very, very strict with our eating, right? As I just eat crumble cookies. But with what we're eating at home, we're doing like chicken and rice and so
cheap tricks with
that,
Ellie.
You're in that journey.
We're in our phase of but it's working.
We all do it. Yeah.
I'm actually impressed.
Yeah. So. It's crazy what it does.
Without even like working out. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Protein. It's crazy how that works.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Nice. Slay.
Okay.
I didn't read the book. I had a trigger. It was the only book I've ever had. I don't read trigger warnings, and I can read just about anything. The health in it. There's a cancer thing. It was too much for me. I didn't read it, but I can't wait to hear what you think.
Very valid.
Yeah, yes, for sure. I know. Look at us.
Oh, cute.
We have matching nails.
Wow.
I wish I would have done one more coat. What you got? And then this because of it. Look. And then she chipped. I need to go. But yeah.
We used ChatGPT for our summary. Just another little life hack. Yeah. Just another time my writing's been replaced. I thought about that, but I was like, it's just a summary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine. I'll never replace you.
Okay. I'm going to try and make my voice sound as cutesy and demure as possible. Speaking of, do we hate that trend?
I hate it.
I hate it.
I hate how many people don't know the word demure. Right. Like the other day, someone was like, do you even know what that means? They were like, yeah, it means... And I don't even know what word they were like. It means, I don't know, whatever they said. It wasn't what demure means. Also,
I don't think anyone knows what it means.
Well, I'm concerned that no one knows what that word means before the trend.
Same.
I've never heard it. Why did no one know that word?
That is shocking to me.
Demure, like you're being not too much. Yeah. You're being subtle.
Yes. Like,
oh, I'm just being demure. I'm quiet. Yeah. Like whenever you say... My whole life when I've been like, oh my gosh, I wish I could be like a mysterious, demure girl, but I'm loud. I'm in your face. I've
literally never heard that word before.
Okay, that's shocking. That's why I don't like it, because I feel like people are like discovering the word for the first time. I'm like,
yeah, I'm worried about Gen Z not knowing the word demure.
Yeah, same.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean,
I just think it's annoying how much people
it's also annoying when
they're using it incorrectly.
Catch on.
Oof, yeah.
You know,
it's
like brands
when you're
are making
no, it's
it weird.
The brands.
It's when a teacher tries
bad.
To be funny.
Yeah.
We've learned we don't do that. Yeah. We don't follow trends.
Exactly.
Because it's cute for like a week and then I can get away with it with elementary a little better, but I've heard high school just don't even try because you will get made fun of.
Yeah. It's, okay, sorry I used it. But anyways, I hate it, so I don't know why I did. Okay, so here's our summary for The Perfect Couple by Ellen Hildebrand. It is a suspenseful novel set on the picturesque island of Nantucket, revolving around a high society wedding that takes a dark turn. As the story unfolds, the wedding of Celeste Otis and Benji Winbury is overshadowed by tragedy when a body is found in Nantucket Harbor the morning of the wedding. The novel shifts between multiple perspectives, unraveling secrets and lies as the police investigate what really happened. The story dives deep into the lives of both the bride and the groom's families, revealing hidden tensions, past loves, and unspoken resentments. Celeste struggles with doubts about her relationship and faces pressure from her overbearing future mother-in-law. Meanwhile, Benji has his own secrets, and their supposedly perfect relationship is far more complicated than it seems. The book is a mix of romance, drama, and mystery, exploring themes of love, loyalty, and the idea that no couple is truly perfect. As the investigation progresses, the characters are forced to confront the truths about themselves and each other, leading to a surprising and emotional conclusion.
Perfect.
And that Great is job. It. Thanks, ChatGPT. Okay.
All right. I really liked it. I thought it was really, really good. And I wouldn't change anything about it right now. we'll see how it goes after we talk. Yeah. But I really thought it was like the perfect book. And I love Ellen Hildebrand solely because she can throw a million characters in a book and it never gets confusing. They all have like well thought out discussions and lives. And I just think it's like so impressive how she can do that.
They all have like a purpose.
Yes.
Like they're not just like, that's
a good word. And they all have a personality. Like everyone has like wit and their own entire like character. I don't know, that just like pops in your mind every time you like hear the character's name, you know. And I feel like it's really hard to do that, especially with how many characters she like includes in her books. I like maybe wish we got an answer, you know, how we like it kind of left open-ended. Like
I was gonna say, I kind of don't remember what happened.
It was very like the last 5 minutes. And I know that's like a lot of these kind of books do, but I was like at that point listening to an audio, I did both, and I was like, I had to rewind because I was like, oh
wait, can we just like spoil it. What happened? I want to make sure I know, like I have it right.
Basically, like it was ruled an accident.
Yeah
but it was an accident
because of a someone else was supposed to
Featherly
die
was supposed to take the
sleeping pill,
but I don't even think she was supposed to die. She was just supposed to go to sleep because she didn't want them to hook up. So it was like
it wasn't like a lethal dose.
There was never a murder, was never intended,
right?
Okay, but it was Thomas's wife, right, that put the sleeping medicine into Featherly's drink, but the drink was actually from Merritt.
Merritt drank it,
but then
she was like loopy because it was a sleeping pill, and she went in the water because she was after the ring.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Featherly is a crazy name. Featherly.
Yeah. That was the only. Well, and Merritt, I guess, for a girl is different.
Kind of cute.
I got some good baby names from this book.
Celeste, Merritt.
Yeah.
Ellie's like, get ready for baby Featherly.
Karen. Yeah. Like Shooter.
Shooter was crazy.
But yeah, I think I'm okay with how it ended, like with it being ruled an accident.
Yeah,
accident.
Kind of refreshing.
Yeah, and like I don't think that I would have been convinced that anyone else did it.
Yeah.
I think they were all innocent. Like I really do believe, like I believe in the story, you know, like
same.
I buy it.
I was like trying to, like before obviously we found that out, I was like it had to have been Tag. Is that his name? Tag,
yeah.
It had to have been him because he didn't want anyone to find out about the baby. I was like, no, it has to be Greer because.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good like suspense, like back and forth. Like I really wasn't sure who did it.
I could come up with reasonings as to why they all would, but it makes sense it's that none of them obvious. Did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's all too obvious.
And like all like, reasons why they obvious. Wouldn't too. Yes. Like no one was a murderer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not even a complaint. I just wish that there was another book about Celeste and Shooter. I could read about them all day long. And there's not.
Butterflies.
Oh my God.
It's been a while since I'm like literally like getting chills.
I know.
And it wasn't even like they didn't even dive that deep into it.
No, it was just like so surface level.
The line was like, eating it up. And then I met Shooter Oxley or something. I was like, ah.
Bay. Yeah, I know. It was good.
Literal chills.
And it was like not like a full blown like crazy affair. Like it was such a cute,
it was
like
so
genuine connection. So pure. Celeste is, I was rooting for her so hard.
I know.
Like I haven't rooted for a character I've liked like that in a while.
And she was relatable.
Like, weird and relatable, but like in a weird, like she was weird, but like in a good way. Like I don't,
not like weird, weird. Like, she was just like,
but it's like she was just doing like parents, what she wanted. Like, she was just a people pleaser and like wanted to please her parents. And, but in the end, like she chose like, you know, herself love. And, you know, but, it was just beautiful.
No, I thought they were so cutie.
I was like giddy.
I know.
So
that's it, basically. That's my thoughts.
Okay. I also really liked it. This is like my first point, but like overall, I felt super invested in all the characters. I know we kind of said that already, but like, I feel like a lot of times I'll still like a book, but I'm not like overly invested when reading or listening to it. Mm-hmm. I'm just consuming it. But I was like very into the story and just was taking it all in. And yeah, like even when Merritt, she had died and they were, I don't know if it was a flashback or if they were just describing her or something, but I literally felt like sad as if I knew her.
Yeah.
Like it was, I felt so like I knew the characters well.
I know. And that's how I feel about Ellen. Like yeah. all of her books.
Yeah.
Her characters are just amazing.
I seriously don't feel like that often. So, yeah, I liked it a lot though. And I haven't read a lot of her books. You know, I tried to read Hotel Nantucket and I think it was just bad time. I need to try it again. But
my eye roll, sorry. I forget we're on video. I'm like, oh, I should try. But you'll try it again. Yeah. So,
no,
yeah,
I need to try it again. Now it's
you'll try
it again
if it's the last thing you do.
I know, I know.
I've read of her, I think.
Well, okay. I read Golden Girl.
Yeah.
And
you didn't like it
I didn't
as much
love
as
it.
Maddie. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really happy that I liked this because I was kind of nervous.
You need to read 28 Summers, like tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to read that one too.
Okay. I'll read it if I can on the plane.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. I really liked it too. I do this sometimes where I was in the middle of another book and I was scared I was going to finish it. And it was, of all books, The Paradise Problem, which is so close.
Really?
To, yeah, like he's true. Super rich. They're faking.
Oh, gosh.
It's not really giving away. But they're on like an island.
Yeah, it
and
is
so
kind of
it was
similar.
So similar. So I was like, I screwed myself with this. But then I got so invested in The Perfect Couple that I'm still haven't finished Paradise Problem. I will. But, like, I was able to easily, like, focus on this. I
Perfect Couple is a lot more suspenseful.
Yes, definitely. Like, yeah. I was, like, much more looking forward to reading that because of the suspense. And, like, I just feel the same. Like, I just really was rooting for all the characters. The little, like, scandals here and there, like, weren't too much to me. Yeah. Like, I was, like, when Tag, like, actually did cheat with Merritt, I was like, ooh, like, I don't like that. But I was like, okay, like, this is going to get interesting. And then even like when Karen heard about Robin, the guy, her husband, I was like shocked about that.
Did you get to that?
Mm-mm.
The rich guy had an affair with a man?
No. So Celeste's parents, Karen and,
he's handsome. No. Patrick?
No.
I'm sorry that I'm.
Oh crap. What is his name? Oh, that's going to bug me.
Oh wait.
It's like Hugo or something weird.
No.
Bear? I
have it still.
No. She called them weird names.
She called them Mac and Betty.
Oh, that's right. Which was kind of.
I loved, honestly. Betty was
Betty's
so
cute.
It kind of weirded me out for some reason. Maybe just because the audio was weird for her.
Once
voice.
Again, I know I keep saying we're watching Mad Men, but the wife's name is Betty, and Don Draper calls her Birdie as a nickname.
Cute.
And I'm like, obsessed. But, so it kind of reminded me of that, even though I know it's like for parents. Mm-hmm.
What the heck?
Oh, just got the name. Are you looking,
at me?
I'm trying.
Okay, it's fine. We'll find it.
Karen and
it's
Richard.
Richard.
No.
Dan.
No.
Nope.
Bruce.
Richard sounds
Bruce?
Right.
Bruce. Are you just thinking?
I think it's Bruce, but that sounds so hard.
Bruce is one of the characters in the book. So if you guys don't know another,
it's Bruce.
It's Bruce.
Okay.
It's totally
that's why I
Bruce.
Told you, like Hugo, like a manly name.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that.
I know.
Okay.
Not,
I think
not,
it is Bruce.
From
I met very few characters and that sounds familiar.
Okay. Anyways, he had like a little fling or like a crush. I don't know if like it turned into anything. I think it might have with a guy that worked with him at
the suit shop.
Yeah.
It's Bruce.
So
it's confirmed.
I just like,
that makes
me
sad
like
for Karen. Were they okay?
His name was Robin. And I was like, dang it. Like, no, like, they're such a great couple, like they're so sweet. And then it was a guy, which is still crazy, but I was like even more thrown off.
Nothing comes from it though.
Did they hook up or they just flirted?
He just like had an internal crush on him, I think.
Yeah, he said that it was like kind of like a love of his life though.
Oh,
that's what
man.
He said that he admitted that to another guy
like drunk
to Tag and was talking about it and was using the name Robin. And so we were like reading it and being like, oh wow, you know, another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
So then Karen was like shocked and she was like, my stomach dropped because Robin was a man. And we were like,
and that's the end of the chapter. Ooh,
yeah.
Wow. Was good.
But she never says anything to him about it, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah, well, they were kind of, it kind of gave me that impression that they were just like gonna stick it out with each other.
That's
for life, given her diagnosis.
Exactly.
And Celeste.
Yeah,
she was like didn't want to ruin anything. And
dang. I will say though, I feel like there was like, I didn't mind all of the different like affairs and like scandals and whatever, But the fact that like everyone happened to have one, like, I don't know.
There's a lot of romance.
Like Thomas.
The Featherly Thomas, like, I know in the end we needed that because that's right. the whole reason that Abby put the drink or the pill in the drink, whatever.
Yeah.
But when I read that, I was like,
oh, another one.
I mean, they described her so frumpy. I don't know why. I mean, like, she.
Yeah, she wasn't looking
very normal. I just, like, thought she was, same. Like, yucky. Mm-hmm. So I was upset.
I didn't read it, but I do think that sometimes, like, she, Ellen, does, like, where the contrast is, like, it's a small town, murder never happens here. And she's right, murder didn't happen, but it's a small town, everything else happens here. Like, I do feel like sometimes that's a key theme where it'll start with something like that, where like nothing bad ever happens here, but it's because it's all woven in the details of the relationships rather than actual bad things happening.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
I guess Greer didn't have any sort of affairs,
and
right?
And neither does the chief. Ed, that's his whole thing. He's in a couple different books too, and his wife are always steady.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah,
and then neither did obviously.
Benji
didn't. True.
I know Celeste did, but he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
For him, but not enough.
And Karen didn't either. So I guess not all of them did.
But I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I definitely
it was just kind of like a lot. But
the Featherly and Thomas thing, I was like, that's when they lost me a little bit because Celeste and Shooter obviously.
Yeah, that was meant to be. So, I kind of loved Featherly.
She was needed.
She was so funny. Her interview was hilarious to me. I was like laughing out loud.
She was interesting.
I couldn't tell you. But it was so funny.
I know what you mean, though.
I like just made a note that was like her interview.
She was just a mess. Like how she was just always like by herself and crying and drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I remembered. I should have like written down a quote. But just her interview when she was like being interrogated or whatever, it was so funny.
I thought Abby's was funny too.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't remember hers.
She was just being herself. But everyone talking to the Greek.
Yeah. I love the Greek.
John Stamos is the Greek.
Oh,
yeah.
He was like one of the detectives, but it was just like clearly like so attractive. Like everyone in the town was like, oh, I'll talk to you.
Yeah,
like
they just spilled their guts.
Do we feel like I loved Shooter and Celeste, but it happened.
Watch your mouth.
It happened so fast.
It was true love, baby.
I know, but
young love. Even though they're 30.
I don't think it happened fast. I think she was like,
he literally said like, I'm in love with you after seeing her once.
Yeah, that was a lot.
I
but
agree.
He had to. What were they gonna do?
I know.
But I think it makes sense because like he was kind of like a bachelor, like got around, and she was like. Sunshine.
Sunshine was too much. No, that was so cute.
And she was like fresh faced and
naive
a little bit.
No, it was like too much cute.
Yeah.
It also did remind me a little bit of like the hey sweetheart of the other book, and I was like, hey, I had to get over that a little bit.
I don't know. And just like how they couldn't stay away from each other. It's like just from the moment they saw each other, they were like,
yeah,
crap. Like,
no, you're right.
No.
And once again, like she was very relatable, but obviously stunning. So I had to like remember that too. Like, not that that's everything, but obviously she's like very likable in a way that's like, she's just like unique, but also attractive still.
And I feel like, I don't know. It's just like she saw him and was like hot, check, and like, fun loving, which like she was very like uptight, you know, and he was like the complete opposite, and I don't know, they were just like worked, you know.
Do we feel like Benji like really loved Celeste?
Like, yes, but like in a different way.
More, like,
he'll find someone
her,
else
like,
yeah,
just, like once again, like I know Shooter was the same way, but like he just found her so interesting or refreshing after his previous relationship that like she just seemed like a new shiny thing, you know.
It's like I think they would have had like a fine marriage, but her and Shooter are just like fireworks.
Daddy I Love Him was playing in my head
for baby
sure.
So she doesn't end up marrying
Benji,
yeah. Which obviously the wedding was going to be canceled anyways because the girl's dead. But
what's the other
she
book
ends
that
a
you read that the wedding didn't happen and you were so like shocked? I can't remember what
it was. What
was.
We all read.
Wait, it was,
we read it.
Yeah, we all read it.
What was it?
It was freaking Funny Story.
And like I thought that was going to be the climax of the book, and it was so underwhelming when it wasn't. But she does she like run off with the guy, or does everyone agree that she can love him?
She finds Merritt. drowning or like has drowned, washed up on the beach the morning of her wedding because she is leaving to meet Shooter at the train station or the ferry or whatever. So she like has her suitcase with her, and that's like a big like detective question, like why does she have a suitcase?
And does everyone know Shooter, or is he just like a lone wolf?
Yeah, yes. He's the best man. So.
Oh, he was the best man.
Mm-hmm. And Benji's best friend.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's where it gets.
That does make me sad.
I know.
And Benji technically didn't do anything.
Is
wrong.
Benji like a hot blonde or like a hot brunette? Or not Benji, Shooter. Like what?
Shooter is vibe. Brunette.
Shooter is
tan, blue
everything
eyes.
You could ever imagine.
Yeah,
tan he's blue Reese.
Yeah.
Shooter was. Yeah. Brunette, blue eyes, right?
Tan
Island guy, hot.
Yeah.
Benji, I pictured him brunette.
I did too. I pictured them looking similar for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why.
I feel like Benji looks more like clean cut and Shooter looks a little bit more like grungy.
Like he's
I pictured like shorts and like Sperry's. Like,
me
yeah,
too.
You know?
Yeah. Same. And like a button down or something. Mm-hmm. More like island vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What a cutie.
Such a cutie.
She did the fact that he has like a nickname too. It's just
I know. What was his real name again? I don't remember.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he was just a shooter to me. I also thought like in the flashbacks, I thought Celeste and Merritt's friendship was really cute. Yes. Like that they were opposites.
I was genuinely so sad for Celeste that she died.
I know.
Because like she obviously doesn't seem to like make friends.
No,
very
it was
well,
like her only friend.
Yeah, it was that part like is still so sad.
I know.
Like I'm glad she has Shooter, but
I know.
It was not like I was very sad for her.
Yeah.
It didn't feel real that she like actually died. Like I almost didn't want to believe it like it happened to me. You know, like when you like watch a movie or if someone obviously in real life you just like don't want to believe it and that's how I felt.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I know.
Good.
Greer was interesting character.
Yeah. She I could picture her so well.
Yeah, I felt like I could
and
too.
I can't describe her, but I just like know.
Can't wait to see who's cast for her.
Yeah.
Because I have a pretty clear picture of I think what I picked like who I imagine.
Me too.
She was she was an unlikable person.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
She was also kind of sad though. Like
Yeah.
Like her just being way like typing
her
little book
I know.
And her husband just being out cheating.
That was kind of like, I feel like the book thing, like the editor or whatever, not liking her or she had to rewrite the 14 pages or something like that. Kind of a random side.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Like, I don't know that was super necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
It didn't like kind take away from anything.
Often. Yeah.
But it didn't add anything.
Yeah.
Right.
That I mean, I guess maybe that she was distracted.
Mm-hmm.
But she could have had just like a hobby or whatever. But
she also like was distracted by the wedding because she was planning the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So like that would have been
enough. It almost would have been better, more believable if she was solely focused on the wedding. That was like so her personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also thought the ring being like a thumb ring and her trying to figure that out so bad because she like wasn't like didn't think that was like even a style.
Yeah.
She obviously is a younger person and I don't know why that small detail and like that's what she like tries to go after in the end that's like what kills her essentially.
Yeah.
I just like that all was like a good
I agree because I really wasn't sure like I was trying to figure out why she would be in the water if Tag brought her back like how'd she get back out there
why was she looking for a ring
Tag was like saying like I don't want you to keep the baby. This is just a fling. This is nothing more. And she was upset. And so she threw the thumb ring that he gave her because she's like young. And the girl's like, the jewelry person was like, this is in style. And Greer was like, had heard that he had bought a ring for the thumb. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so she was like, who on earth would be wearing a ring on their thumb? Like she thought that was weird. But she throws it in the water
and then
she steps on glass. Ugh. She's sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
So then she goes and rinses her foot off. But also tries to find the ring.
I think
she sees the ring.
Yeah, she sees like a sparkle in the water, and she's like, "Oh, I can get it." And then like that's like
while
the last we hear from her.
Foot, and then tries to find it.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Right. That's it. Yeah.
I really liked it though.
Yeah, me too. So for the cast, I've seen the cast that they have already chosen for the show, which comes out on Netflix on September 5th.
Oh, soon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so soon.
Yay.
So soon.
Oh my gosh.
It's a series or a movie? I can't remember.
It's a series.
On what? Sorry.
What's Netflix.
Yay.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. And so we're kind of just going to
discuss.
Yeah, discuss. I
guess have you seen it, Macy?
The cast?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So we haven't seen it. Maddie's seen it. Yeah.
We're just gonna.
I'm pulling it up now just to give you, like, Maddie can show Ellie. I can show.
Oh, good idea.
Do y'all want to, like, give your guesses, or I guess you can if you have someone. Who did you think that for Greer?
I can't. I don't have a person. I just have a look.
Oh, just have a look.
Like,
okay.
I don't really have a person for any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Okay, Greer's a big name, and I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Only person that I kind of feel like I would have cast for maybe Merritt, and I think it's unfortunately just because, like, the character she's played, and maybe because you just mentioned her name, but Layton, or
oh yeah,
what's her last name?
Meester.
Yeah, for Merritt, I could see that.
Yeah.
So that was the only one that I kind of.
That's a good guess.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't really have anyone. Yeah. Someone that plays maybe someone in Outer Banks for Shooter.
Oh, okay. Cute.
You seem like but yeah.
Yeah.
But
the same vibe. Older.
So, I'd agree.
But not a specific person necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say that I don't like the cast.
Oh, really? Okay. None of them?
I think Abby's fine. Are they think that Tag is good.
Are they all well known or no?
No.
Okay.
There's a few names.
Abby is good.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with Greer. We'll just go in order. Greer is played by Nicole Kidman.
Oh, I did know that. I did know that. Okay, let me see. I just need a picture.
I mean,
that's kind of crazy.
That's crazy. I always forget, like, she's in my mind, she's not old enough for that, but she
I know,
is.
I yeah. agree.
I she fits what I pictured, though.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah.
Tag is played by a man that I've never heard of, Liev Schreiber.
What's his name?
Liev.
That's Tag.
Yeah, I think it works. I think he's kind of handsome.
Bad. Photo. Yeah. I'm always so bad about, like, if they're the parents, they're literally, like,
I know,
with walkers. Like, yeah, I forget that he's obviously asshole.
Yeah, like, handsome. Young 50s.
So
I don't hate that.
Mm-hmm. This is where they lose me.
I'm scared.
They've changed Celeste's name to Amelia.
Why?
I think people think it's because Nicole Kidman's name is in Big Little Lies is Celeste. So I think that they would have thought that it was too confusing.
Okay.
We could handle that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She's played by Eve Hawkins. Wait, wrong.
Houston.
What? That's Celeste?
This is Celeste.
No, she's blonde.
It's bad. It's
I thought she was blonde to me.
But she's blonde, sunshine.
No, that's not. No.
Mm-mm. And she looks way too, like.
Too much.
What the?
Too gothic.
Too gothic. Gosh. She's like, Celeste is.
Seriously, like, works at a zoo.
Okay, yes, well, Celeste, like, is Abby.
Yeah, Abby is played by Dakota Fanning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't like that for Abby, though.
I know. It's not.
No, that's. Could be Celeste.
Yeah.
So don't like
I don't like that for Abby at all. That's not what I pictured, like, at all.
I think that she
I
might
think
do
it's just because she's pregnant, but I picture Van's wife in her bus.
Me? She's like 50 now.
I know, but, like, yeah, so she needs to be about Cheyenne. When she's like, how many Cheyenne, that's her name.
Wait, who?
Cheyenne from Reba. Cheyenne is my Abby.
Most recently in Sweet Magnolia.
I just saw her also four. Sorry Now I Met Your Mother literally yesterday. She literally could be also Greer. So.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Clearly that's
she plays
not
everyone.
My strong
It's a one woman show.
And she could.
She could. She's had blonde hair. She's had brown.
Red.
Red.
Sweet Magnolia.
Okay. I think Dakota Fanning would be fine because she's still a little kooky. And yeah. Abby was a little kooky.
Mm-hmm. Dakota's a good actor.
Yeah.
She yeah, she is.
Shooter.
Break my heart.
Don't.
Okay, wait. Let me show you a shirtless pic.
Okay. No, it's okay. Show me.
Is Sean Catter? Is that Cater?
I think he's cutie.
I think he's cute.
Okay,
he's
but
he is. He's cute.
Some of them look too cutie and not enough.
He's very attractive. Like, well, that.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that might be from years ago. Okay, that'll do it.
That'll
Let me see.
It. Absolutely.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
He might be fine. Okay, like this is fine.
Yeah.
Even this is not bad, y'all.
Yeah.
I'll watch one episode and I'll be hooked.
I don't think he is unattractive.
He looks
is just
too boyish.
Not what I pictured.
That makes sense.
They acted like this
he's
guy
28.
Is seriously like you faint in the presence of him.
Well,
very recent.
Let's see how his Sean plays.
Okay, wait, no.
I actually think he's cute.
I think
he's he's quite attractive. I just pictured like dirty blonde hair.
Yeah.
I pictured blue eyes, but I mean, what are you gonna do?
Contacts.
Beggars like can't the be last book. Yeah. Merritt, yeah. I love the casting. Yeah, Megan Faye.
Oh, cute. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love her and everything.
Yeah.
That's good.
She's perfect. Who else are we missing?
I agree, but I hate that Amelia looks, or not Blair, Amelia, Celeste looks like that. Yeah, that's bad. Like, mm-hmm. that doesn't.
In my mind, they like lighten her up or something.
No, they don't. That's what she looks like in the show.
Oh my gosh, she was not a goth.
Benji is Billy Howell.
Benji is rough.
Okay, yeah, no wonder the wedding didn't happen.
I would have loved for Shooter the minute I laid eyes on him.
I mean, I guess you know
they are British.
Yeah,
he's giving British.
He is British.
He is. That's very true.
Let me see another photo of him. Well,
and like for like immediately leaving for Shooter. Okay.
That's better. The other one was scary.
Pretty.
I'm worried. Is that all?
Wait, who's Isabel? She's scary.
Isabel?
Yeah, is there an Isabel in it?
No.
Mm. Maybe the chief's daughter?
No.
Chloe. Oh, yeah. Chloe.
She's spooky.
No, he's too old. That's... Oh, is that going to be Featherly, maybe?
No.
Oh. I do I'm think they changed they might her have name. Renamed Featherly. I don't see
I think
her.
They changed to her.
Mia?
To Nikki.
Oh, Nikki.
Why? Featherly is like perfectly kooky.
Yeah, because she
is this that? Featherly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, makes that's sense. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm like, that'll do.
What about Karen? And
Karen.
Okay, sweet. That looks a good Karen.
Oh, yeah.
She looks like a mom from where's Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
He's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
He's the best
I feel like
one.
This is. I feel like he's gonna be the Greek.
I know,
probably.
Yeah, because yeah, I think he's. It said like detective something, and he's attractive. Oh, yeah. So,
who's that?
Oh, deputy.
His name isn't Carl though. It's
Ed, but that's the chief, not deputy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, someone? Here's Thomas.
Oh yeah,
he fits.
Oh, very. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's Mia?
That's good.
I don't know.
No one.
Someone.
Maybe they changed her name.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, wait,
that's
Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe.
Oh, Chloe, but her real name's Mia.
Okay, yeah.
I was reversing it.
Oh, okay.
Chloe is Ed's
probably because Isabel is both real named Isabel and fake named Isabel.
Who is that?
Got no idea.
She's a sleep paralysis demon. She's scary.
Yeah. That is terrifying.
Huh. Who's Will? Will Winbury? Do they have another brother?
That sounds right, but no.
Like
no.
An uncle? Tags, brother?
No, he's young.
Mm.
They definitely.
I'm worried. It's going to be about so different. Because you know it's not going to be as weird, but the 9 Perfect Strangers, how it spiraled real quick.
I know.
I'm worried it's going
to
be that way.
I'm worried that they're trying to do a little too much with it.
I feel like it's going to be like so murdery.
Yeah, and like dramatic. Yeah.
I need to watch the trailer now again that I've read it.
We should do that after this.
Yeah, we should. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. But. Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel I'll like when I was like, reading the book, too, same. Like the cover, like I wasn't wanting to pay too much attention to it. But when it flashed, I saw a blonde. I think it was Nicole Kidman. And I was like, there's Celeste. Like,
I know. Just didn't. I know.
So in my mind, I'm like, there she is. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really messed up from that. It's okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Let's rate.
Yep. I saw what you gave it on Goodreads.
I know. I'm trying to decide if I want to
stick. I feel like we didn't trash it very much. So what'd you say? 4.5?
I said 5.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change a hair on its head.
Yeah. I didn't fly through it. So I think that's why I'm like hesitant. But it's not that
either,
I didn't. I wanted to keep reading it. And I followed everything. So I kind of agree. I might do a 4.5.
I did a 4.5 and I'll stick with that.
Dang.
Wow. Well, what do we do with Mace?
Well, we talked about this last time. We really can't act like it's a DNF rating because I chose not to.
Yeah.
So no, I think just not, divide it by 3.
4.6.
Okay. Whoa.
That's like highest ever.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my question. Like, I'm not going to read it because of that, but would you tell someone to read it?
Yeah.
No? Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I think it's a good Ellen book. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand why they're making it a movie.
Same.
Like,
it was really good.
The characters are good. And
it makes me, like, want
to... Also, don't let the trigger scare you. There's, like, a breast cancer happening in it, but no one dies or anything.
Yeah, she makes it... Well, they don't actually fully address it, but she, like, randomly wakes up one day and is, like, pain-free and, like...
Okay.
And, like, doesn't have to take any medicine.
Totally fine.
Dang, you don't think she died, though?
I was going to say, I fear she may have.
Yeah, like, that was, like, her piece from it.
I think that's how, yeah.
You that's kind of how Ellen does it.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, like, there's that thing with, like,
good day answer. At the end.
They
never resolve it.
Yeah.
Like they don't.
So that's your warning if you're on the fence about reading it. Yeah. But
it was really good though.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Do you have your book news?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on in the book world.
Lovely. That's...
We'll cut this
I know
out.
About one. I don't know if we've talked about it yet. I'm sure I mentioned it.
Every Summer After is getting a series on Prime. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I'm really Prime excited. Has done like
they did
To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Summer I Turned Pretty.
Wait, is that what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. But that one also exists.
I think it's gonna be cute. It might be a little like teenagery.
I'm picturing That's Summer fine. I Turned Pretty.
But yeah, I think it's gonna be
summer
good.
I Turned Pretty. So
and in the same book era. What am I trying to say? Book
realm, kind of.
We're getting a new book based on Charlie by Carly Fortune.
I am excited about that.
So excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it's good.
Me too.
We talked about the Ends With Us movie. Oh, and there has been a cast chosen for People We Meet on Vacation.
What is that? A movie or a series?
It's a movie, right? Movie, I think.
Did you guys read that? I DNF'd.
I read it. It wasn't good.
I read it. Very early on getting into reading, so I didn't hate it, but it wasn't my favorite.
I did not.
It's going to be by Netflix too, so it'll be good, but
I'll just watch.
Tom Blythe is going to be Alex, and Emily Bader is going to be Poppy.
Okay, I feel like I keep trying to put Tom Blythe in our casting, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, they're cute.
Aren't they dating in real life or something?
Oh, I don't know.
I hope so. I think I made that up.
I need a good one of those. It's been too long.
Yeah. Ignore that. I don't think that's true, but.
I ship it.
Maybe.
That's it.
Cool. What has everyone been reading? What's everyone planning to read?
I got to finish Paradise Problem.
Yeah, I read Paradise Problem.
Yeah. It's not fine. Bad. It's just, it was fun when it was summer. And now that I'm like,
I know. It kind of just becomes a chore towards the end.
It's a lot of random sexual stuff that's not really necessary. Yeah,
I agree.
I hate when it's added for no need.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of that, I read two little smutty books.
Ooh.
Wouldn't recommend.
Wait, awesome. I'm reading one that you finished recently, so. But
Which
I don't know
one?
If it's one.
A Deal with the Bossy Devil?
No, I'm reading All the Colors of the Dark. That's not one of them, is it? Did you just read that? Oh. I thought you posted that you finished it.
All the Colors of the Dark?
Yeah.
The God of the
Okay. That one? No, they're different. Two different books.
Okay.
But that's the one I'm going to read. It's okay. All the Colors of the Dark. I thought it was the
same
one
author,
you read, I think. I don't know why I thought they were the same book. Forget it.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, but speaking of, I read The God of the Woods. It was...
Oh, The Girl of the Woods?
The God of the Woods.
Is that the summer camp
I've been
one?
Seeing you post about
it's
it.
It's the summer camp one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You should read it, Sav. Okay. I think that you'd like it.
Yeah,
it's
I'm interested.
It's good. It's obviously like a thriller based out of summer camp.
You said it was kind of long though, right?
It's really long. It was like 480 pages
or
whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And...
I'll
lots of
shot,
details
but, okay.
lots of details
would you rate it
a 4.5
okay.
maybe
but it's like thriller
yeah
okay
but it was good
I'll give it a shot
that's it
I read I'm on my mom grind I read Bringing Up Bebe which is a book about an American mother who raised her children in France and the differences between French parenting and American parenting it was just fine it was I don't know a 2, a 3.
Yeah.
And I'm reading the Montessori Baby and it's boring. But
Wait, are these like legit baby books?
Like, they're not like children's books. They're like,
no, like parenting
they're like
books.
Parenting books.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen them Bringing Up Baby a lot.
Yeah. Honestly, a lot of people raved on it. It wasn't that good in my opinion, but there were
was
a few.
Was it helpful?
There were like one or two things I took from it that I was like, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I'm
like
also in the camp that there's always research to back any opinion and there's probably research to back an opposing opinion. Mm-hmm. Like any book that's written to back what you believe doesn't include the opposing. So you just have to take it all with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I still think obviously I'm just trying to like have all of the different kind of ways of thinking in my head as you approach it. But it was okay. At first Logan tried to listen with me. He was trying to be like a good partner and like half of it was about how French women like stay sexy in pregnancy and I was like, just bow out, please. Yeah. I don't want you to hear it and I'm not gonna do any of it.
Yeah.
So yeah. It was fine.
I have been a big fat failure because I was reading Eliza starts a rumor. No, here's the thing. Here's the issue. Didn't I say I started that before?
You were going to start it.
I was going to start it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think I started it. There was no hold on it. So I got it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been waiting for This Used to Be Us by Renee Carlino for 15 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so it came available. And I was like, okay. That's I did fine. The airplane mode thing. And I kept Eliza Starts Rumor.
Yeah, that's where Paradise Problem is sitting right now.
However, there's no hold for it. So like it didn't really matter. I can't get it anyways. Mm. So then I started This Used to Be Us. I loved Renee Carlino's.
Yeah.
Did you read it?
Have
you
tried it? No, but I've heard it's just okay.
I don't think I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
I wanted to, and I was reading it like on Kindle, and then I just wasn't having the time, so I switched to audio. It's like, just so far, I know that it gets better, and they like, I think the whole thing is about like they're getting a divorce, but then they fall in love again. But for the whole first like bit, it's just about them fighting and like how much they hate each other. And
I heard Kinsey Elizabeth talking about it, and the way that she described it, she loved it. Oh. The way that she described it, though, I was like, I don't want to read that. Like,
yeah,
about like the divorce and stuff. I was like, that does not sound like
they're so mean to each other. And I'm just like, I don't want to think about that. Like, I don't know. In my like little happy newly married bliss, like I'm like sad. That's so depressing. So I don't know. Once again, I just fell off and stopped listening to it. So I haven't read anything else because I just kept like stopping in the middle of them. But I don't know if I'll go back to Eliza Starts a Rumor. I might read that one on the plane and then I'll come back to 28 Summers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But 28 we'll Summers would be really good for Savannah.
I know.
Yeah, you're right.
Eliza Starts a Rumor is really light and easy, but
you need to be in your home.
Yeah, you need to be home.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, I feel as though I'm not going to be able to get that. 28 Summers.
You might. It's not new.
It's old.
But it's Ellen, I feel like.
Yeah, true. We'll buy it at the airport.
Check for us both.
I'm not buying it.
Buy it at the airport.
Something magical about buying it at the airport.
Place hold.
How long?
9 weeks.
Oh, that's not bad.
I need it tomorrow.
Well,
read Eliza Starts a Rumor if you need something to read.
A lack of planning on your part, really.
I know. I can't listen now.
You won't finish Eliza Starts a Rumor. You can read it.
Mm-hmm.
I could also read A Court of Mist or Frost and Starlight.
No, not on your Savannah.
I was gonna say not in Savannah.
You can read a court of Frost and Starlight like when you take a long poop. Like it's such a short book.
So I've also started that one and not finished it. So
yeah, that one. I'm just like I ran through that one just because.
I need to start them all over and just try again, except for maybe the Renee Carlino.
Oh, I thought you meant all of ACOTAR. I was like,
no.
I was so proud. I was like, no.
Oh, God, no. I don't even know if I'll finish the series, but we'll see.
You have to read the last one. It's so good. The last one's again.
I think 60%. I just need to wait for the winter. What? What did you just say?
Just like, you know, the first 40 of like all her books, in my opinion, are like me. No. And then it's like, you can't stop reading.
I thought you said the last one's still sitting at... What, like you haven't finished it?
No, I like, finished it. Still. But you gotta wait till like.
I think I have
winter.
To wait till. Yeah,
I'm such a like mood season.
Yeah, same. And
I think
bad.
I just they are winter in the mood.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I read them all in a cold winter's night one.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
I want to restart.
You didn't emerge from the cave.
I kind of want to restart them. Yeah, for winter.
I just want to read the first two again.
I want to do audio of Mist and Fury.
Yeah,
but the adapted version. Like where they have their hot voices.
I was gonna say where they growl.
Yeah, that's what I did not do that one.
I didn't know.
I'm like,
maybe I should.
I'm like, I'm gonna do the 4D immersive.
You're under the mountain with them.
You sit on Logan's lap while you eat it.
That's staying sexy and pregnancy, baby.
That's all you needed. Inspiration.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Savannah, do you read anything else?
Paradise Problems.
Right.
That's all. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Well, that's our episode. It was a long one. Hope you stayed with us. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. I don't know what our next book will be.
Yeah, we got a
September.
Any suggestions?
September.
Okay, it can't be thriller based. We got to take a break, right?
That's true.
Because this was kind of mystery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not, it wasn't as much, but I feel like we'll probably do one for October, mm-hmm. I assume. So.
Mm-hmm. Knowing us.
But it can't be like a summer romance.
No. I mean, it's still summer. Odd. September is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in fall. Ever since we talked about our fall morning, I haven't stopped thinking about it.
Yeah.
I think about it every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've already made a note. Like on my app or cute. My note app about
sweet.
I think last September we were trying to force fall, and it might be when we did pumpkin spice.
I think it was.
I don't think we should force fall
books.
I just don't know what we should do.
Yeah,
yeah, we can force fall upon ourselves, but
we'll find something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Stay tuned. We need a book that's just a book.
That's what I was gonna say, but I say that every time. I feel like
a book that's just a book.
We'll find
Remarkably
something.
Bright Creatures.
Oh yeah,
was the other book news.
Yeah, I can't wait. They're making it, Ellie.
They're making it.
I saw.
Is it a movie show? I can't remember.
Who's gonna voice Marcellus?
I don't know. But apparently Sally Field is cast. Great casting.
Oh, love it.
She's perfect. Perfect.
I don't know who that is, but
yeah, you don't need to.
I'll think of a good Marcellus voice.
Oh my god,
it's gonna rip my heart to shreds.
I just think of Marcel Lachelle.
I know, me too.
My name is Marcellus.
Isn't Jenny Slate?
That's Jenny Slate, yeah.
He's more mature.
Jenny Slate?
Yeah.
That does that voice?
She's more Marcellus.
I think that's like her like first.
What?
Wasn't that her kind of gig?
You're kidding me.
No. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
She's got range. Look that up too.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I hate flowers.
I used to voice that thing all the time.
Marcellus needs to be like mature though, but also kind.
Yeah.
Because he's old, right?
Like Tom Hanks.
I mean, maybe.
Kinda, he has a great voice.
Stanley Tucci.
I know it too. I tow it too much though. Stanley Tucci might be better.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks is too like iconic.
Yeah.
Mm. Somebody.
I want to put Stanley Tucci in every movie that's ever made ever.
Someone with an old soul.
Yeah.
What time does Sonic close?
Like 11.
Okay.
Need a Coke.
I need a cheddar pepper. Yeah. I've eaten cheddar peppers every day for 11 days straight.
Oh my gosh.
Only thing you want.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
Yeah, he's like, Mom, top with the spicy. Please, God.
I can't take it.
And on that note, have a good night, everyone.
Yeah. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.